Around the World in 80 Days. It's not just a movie. No.
No, sir.
It's a challenge.
It's a big challenge.
Today we're going to talk about landing a foreign girl.
Not an easy thing to do, Andy.
No, I'm all for supporting your country. Patriotism.
All behind the big U.S.
Rah, rah, wave the flag, join the army, and fight until they kill your battle buddy.
But it comes to a certain point when what?
Well, where you're born is random.
Exactly.
God's up in the sky with Bob Barker playing Plinko with souls.
Could be anywhere.
Do not let them pigeonhole you on who you can and cannot bang. So take out your passport. If they confiscated yours at the border for trying to smuggle a baby monkey in your hair, fair enough. Follow along with the guy next to you. Okay. Now turn to the back.
No more baby monkeys.
For every one foreign country stamped in the back, make it your goal to stamp five more in your other book. How do we do that, you ask? They all speak different languages, guys. French, German,
bonjour,
Spanish.
Bonjour, Bigates.
Brazilian,
que Spanish. Pasa? Que pasa?
Chinese.
Latin.
Kenyan.
Dominican Biscos.
Canadian.
Canadian. Hey.
These tongues, they're not barriers. They're opportunities. No. If she can't understand you, you can't have said anything stupid. Am I wrong? So here's what you do. Find the nearest youth hostel. If you look older than 35, don't be the creepy guy. Just find a normal hotel, man. Hang out in the lobby. If they have a bar or a restaurant, even better.
You can't get a good bar in a youth hostel, so why even bother?
Indeed. You have
find
to
the hotel, check in, be a man about it.
Order a drink. Be strategic. Any Italians or French around? Ask for a cappuccino. Any English women?
I don't know.
Ask for a spot of tea. By the way, start with the Brits first.
Start with the Brits.
They used to be there. Walk before you run, English speaking, etc. Now, if it's more of a party atmosphere there, you're going to want to move right to the liquor.
You got to get to the liquor quick.
Yeah.
Because parties get out of control.
Again, tailor it to the country of origin in question, right? So Brits. Irish. Germans. For God's sakes. So, hang where they're staying, you know. Don't be afraid to hit the tourist spots as well.
Have a little fun is what you're saying.
I am. Research some Rembrandt.
Go to Leaning Tower Pisa. If that's where they live, that's where they hang.
And then hit it there.
Hit it with the Rembrandt.
If you've got the shape, like you and I, join them on the beach.
Go on the beach. Put your Speedo on.
Sand
don't be
in water. Oh, avoid theme parks or any other place that ends in world. Unless you dig on fanny packs. That's not my thing. Maybe it's yours. Oh, don't make fun of or promote a country until you know where she's from. Armenian girls don't like raving about Turkey. And don't guess on an accent. If you're really good, you might fake one yourself, but careful, because it's not easy after three absinths, two steins of Franziskaner, a shot of Shinterba, and four hot sakis.
Tell me about it.
You know what I mean.
I had a hot sake once. She got away.
If you're there and you don't know if she's Greek or Chinese, call it a night. Put away the passport till tomorrow.